Showdown, and this is your buddy, Farron Young, putting out the welcome mat on behalf of the United States Navy. Well, sir, we're going to raise the dickens today, believe you me, because here comes our singing star for this go-around, the very popular Little Jimmy Dickens.
When you walk up to a jukebox and you slip a nickel in, you can bet your bottom dollar when that record starts to spin, you'll hear a fiddle and a guitar with a honky tonk sound. It's that hillbilly fever and it's spreading all around. Hillbilly fever's going around. Good old Mountain Dew's, it's got me down. It's got me robbing castles, throwing rice and sniffing around. Hillbilly fever's going around.
Soon, Farron. My nanny goat's going to have some little goatees.
You mean tell me she's expecting?
Expecting nothing, Farron. She's sure of it, my friend.
Well, you know what, Jimmy? My little old pet skunk had a blessed event.
She did, huh?
Sure did. Six of the cutest little stinkers you ever saw.
Oh,
fine. Tell me the truth. You know what I've heard about you, Jimmy? They tell me that you're still known as the lady killer. Say, have you still got that certain charm?
Well, you can believe it or not, Farron, on the way over here, you should have heard my lady neighbor whistle.
You mean tell me she's whistling at you?
No, she was calling her dog. I whistled at a girl once, Farron, and got 10 years of hard labor.
Jim, you mean to tell me you were in jail?
No, she married me.
Oh, well, that just about fits it out just right, Jim. Say, I tell you what, though, you'd better whip out that old guitar over there and tee off one called Black Eyed Joe.
I got some hamburger, cheeseburger, lettuce and tomato, a boiled ham, big ham, french fried potatoes, a hot dog, a man, a cheese and barbecue, tomatoes, some chili, and some good beef stew. He's got it. Come and get it down at Black Eyed Joe's. Right there, way down south where I come from, there's a place that you should go. It's a little red diner down in North Carolina, owned by Black Eyed Joe. He's a little fat man with a welcome hand. Man, you ought to see him smile. He's on the ball with his tie. Oh, won't you light and stay a while? I got some hamburger, cheeseburger, lettuce and tomato, a boiled ham, big ham, french fried potatoes, hot dog with mayonnaise, cheese and barbecue, tomato soup, chili, and some good beef stew. He
fine there, and all you fellas, too, I'll guarantee you. But right now, I want to congratulate all of the red-blooded young Americans who are supporting their country by joining the Naval Reserve. You know, fellas, regular meetings of the Naval Reserve are held right in your own hometown, where members receive instruction in such things as electronics, hospital care, photography, radio, and other up-to-the-minute subjects. Members are eligible for regular promotions, in addition to building up retirement credits for the years which lie ahead. And qualified members will receive retirement pay, and that means extra money, just when you need it most.
And fair, and what you said is very true. Young men, be patriotic and be alert. Take an active part in your Naval Reserve.
Yes, sir, and your Navy recruiter will give you complete information.
And now, Farron, I know all the folks are anxious to hear a song from you. What are you going to sing for this special occasion?
Well, Jim, I like to do one here, one of our Capitol records. And a lot of the folks out in the Northwest have been writing in for this one on Country Hoedown. So here it is now for you, called Go Back, You Fool. You're headed down a lonely road that someday you'll regret. Go back, you fool, while you can. Darling's heart is breaking, but you haven't lost her yet. Go back, you fool, while you can. You hang around the honky-tonks, acting fancy-free, so blinded by the tavern light that you can't see. You pass the door to heaven in search of paradise. Go back, you fool, take another fool's advice.
In the Naval Reserve, the better it seems to me. I mean, figuring it out on a community basis.
Well, I'd say you're right, Jim. You know, a young fellow can go to those Naval Reserve meetings with his friends, his neighbors, and all the rest of the folks from his own hometown. And one good thing, too, no previous military training is necessary. And the fellow who is smart and ambitious and meets the requirements, well, sir, he'll be eligible for regular promotion. And besides this, they have some very interesting correspondence courses, which really ensure a bright future for those who want to improve their education.
And to sum it all up, we could say a fellow has a golden opportunity to advance physically, mentally, and socially if he can qualify for the Naval Reserve.
Well, sir, you couldn't say it better if you tried. So, fellas, see that Navy recruiter and get all the facts immediately, if not sooner. Now, Jimmy, let's hear another tune from you, okay?
Sure enough, Farron, here's one called We Could.
If anyone could find the joy that true love brings a girl and boy, we could
and pie. If anyone could ever say that their true love was here to stay, we could, you and I. When you're in my arms, I know you're happy to be there. And just as long as I'm with you, I'm happy anywhere. If anyone could pray each night to thank the Lord that all is right, we could, you and I.
Short on us, but we certainly don't want to say farewell until we say a great big thank you to our special guest, Little Jimmy Dickens, for all of those wonderful songs. Jimmy, my friend, put her there.
It was a pleasure, Farron, and believe me, anytime the boys in the Naval Recruiting Service ask me back, buddy, I'll come a-running. So long, everybody.
Well, see, it's bye-bye time from the Country Hoedown Neighbors for this time. It's come your way as a public service feature of this station. We'll be back again with more well-known personalities real, real soon. And we'll bring along such fine performers as Ernest Tubb, Tex Williams, Rusty Draper, Gene Shepherd, Merle Travis, and, of course, our little friend, Little Jimmy Dick. Meanwhile, this is the young Sheriff Farron Young speaking for the Navy, reminding you to see that friendly fella, your Navy recruiter, real soon. And remember, there's an important job waiting for you, no matter what kind of work you do, when you wear the Navy blue. So be smart, get on the ball, and see your Navy recruiter today.